Hello, hi there. We're back in here in Earth on UMH Radio, Radio Universidad Miguel Hernández. Welcome to a new program of English original version in Elche, Costa Blanca, Spain. And this is Bang, our opening theme from an indie band from Elche, Aardvark Asteroid. My name is Pierre Vives, and joining us again, my dear colleagues Araceli Garrido and Joan Andreu. Hi.
Hi there. Hello, Joan. Hello, Pierre.
Hello, boy.
And of course, in charge of all technical aspects, today with us, Emilio Martinez. Hi, Emilio.
Hi.
So, today we've got a different program, isn't it, Araceli? Isn't it, Joan?
Yes, it is.
We've got a special guest linked to the land of dreams. We've got with us a Spanish director and producer, Rodolfo Coloma. Are you ready for half an hour of love and cinema? That's our menu for today. Welcome to our English original program and enjoy
the best ever.
Today we are delighted to welcome Rodolfo Coloma. Hi, Rodolfo.
Good afternoon.
You're the producer of El Amor y Otras Desgracias, Love and Other Misfortunes, together with Maxi Velloso. Film, we can say, really, made in Alicante, can we say that?
We could reach that trademark. Saying that
it's easier
made in Alicante.
Yes.
It's with me, you've got my colleagues Araceli Garrido and Joan Andreu.
Hi, Rodolfo. Hi. Welcome to our program. I would like to ask you something. El amor y otras desgracias, no, is the title of the film in Spanish. Mm-hmm. Could that be translated as love and other misfortunes in the English version?
We thought that it's quite appropriate. Also one of our characters was played by an English actor because he also speaks in Spanish, he chose to actually to explain to people what is the name of the film that he was involved. He used that translation even without telling us.
Can you tell us something about this English actor, because we've got not only Spanish actors in this project but also a lot of actors from many places,
from everywhere.
From everywhere, yeah.
As you might know, the film is composed of 16 short stories.
Something quite ambitious. We're 16 histories, love stories. It sounds amazing, really.
It could be difficult to follow, even.
We hope not. And we have seen the first test, and we think that you could follow. It's just a little pill of information, a little pill of a little story, and you could actually. Follow it quite well. I think it's someone is phoning me.
we listen to something.
The first question.
You must be very busy. I think these days, you know. The premiere was held in Alicante 2 weeks ago at the University of Alicante. And can you tell us something about that great day?
It's a premiere where. Everybody involved in the film has come, and this moment we have around 80 characters, 80 speaking parts, and then we have another around 150 technicians.
150 technicians. Oh, it sounds really great.
It's just it's just enough rotating crew for
big crew.
Around the 16 stories. So pretty much we reached that.
It looks like a Hollywood film or a Hollywood movie.
Very challenging.
I think it's really ambitious, no? It's quite peculiar.
We decided is that we knew that we have the short the short film industry is quite powerful in Alicante around mm-hmm. the whole area. And what we talk, Maxi and I, is why we don't combine all these short films around one only topic.
Yeah, love.
And the only thing is just we need to work in the script to make it to link them properly. Mm-hmm. And because at the end of the day, the short films, they are going to carry on being produced. Mm-hmm. So why we don't just put them in order?
Yeah. So there are 16 stories, isn't it? And 16 film directors for each story.
Yeah.
Yeah, but something peculiar is that there are 16 script writers, but they don't direct the story they wrote, no?
Exactly.
That's quite peculiar for me. What's the objective?
The object was that because this is a collective film, mm-hmm. We thought that you could not have a solist. Mm-hmm. A single voice around in the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the tool that we decide to use is that someone to who's wrote a story is going to tell the story that someone else wrote.
Mm-hmm. Maybe to give a different point of view.
Exactly,
or?
Mm-hmm. and then you could find that collective voice,
mm-hmm.
Combining those different points of view.
Okay, that's really interesting.
Yeah, really. Well, love, 16 love stories, mm-hmm. but which kind of love?
Well, pretty much when we put when we opened the suggestion to the screenwriters. Some of them, they choose talk about love, and some of them, they decide to talk about misfortunes.
Mm-hmm.
You have pretty much, well, I mean, I don't think we have tell all the possible stories about love, but we mm-hmm. have, say, pretty different ones.
Yeah, for example, can you advance some?
Let us know something for our audience, please.
The English actor, Yasao Adualia, who came... Uh-huh. For that segment, he's playing a character who actually you don't say any. I mean, they don't fall in love. He's just telling a story, or just being someone who supports a girl who is passing by, and it's a kind of uh-huh. love story that only happens in a bus
in a coach.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're telling us the story was filmed in a car, in a bus, sorry?
In a coach.
Oh.
Yeah. In a coach, and we went to Alcoy, and
uh-huh.
We have the support of the Subus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. And then we just, they made a turn from Alcoy to Shishona.
Uh-huh. Only Alicante, no?
What an experience.
I came back.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we have a whole crew in a bus. And
oh, it's
the police. The
so
police
funny,
course.
I think.
Yeah, the police stop us.
I imagine. Yeah. We imagine
party.
That.
Yes.
Huge party, in it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fun
yeah.
party, well.
Yeah. But anyway, it was quite fun and very, very, very easy.
Can you tell us something else about another story or... Something original about this film.
This is really original.
I think this one is really
the one in a
impressive.
Coach,
yeah, really.
But any other kind of love?
Yeah. Any other kind of love, for example? Well, someone trying to... I don't know.
It's hard to choose. You've got many stories.
There are 16.
Someone trying to escape from his wife. And you have to wait... for the last story to know how he tries to escape
uh-huh.
from his wife.
Why?
I cannot tell you because
we understand that.
Don't advance so much. So.
Well,
any case, not really normal love stories, not quite original, all of them.
We didn't apply any censorship. We give the liberty to the screenwriters to write whatever they want or
mm-hmm.
whatever they want
mm-hmm.
to tell.
Okay, you chose 16. You chose 16 stories from quite a more high number. No, what were you looking for when you decided this story or this?
In that moment, what we decided is that how many we have 35 scripts. 35. that they were submitted.
Mm-hmm. A lot of scripts,
exactly.
In fact.
And we decided that we were going to choose those ones who complete 90 pages.
90 pages. Mm-hmm.
So altogether, they have to reach 90 pages.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite hard with all those.
Yeah,
stories.
And with the illusion that with 90 pages we were going to have one page per minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And unfortunately, it didn't happen.
How long last the
it
film?
It has happened that we reached 2 hours.
2 hours, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Two hours. Not 90 minutes.
So let's say if we have 16 love stories,
mm-hmm.
How many
set
minutes?
In
7 minutes
mm-hmm.
for each story, maybe, or 8 mm-hmm. minutes for each
yeah,
story.
Even less. Yeah.
More or less.
And all of them are set in Alicante, no?
Yeah, they are set in Alicante, in Elche, in Alcoy, in Ibi, mm-hmm. in one of the sets was in Villajoyosa, another mm-hmm. one was in El Rebolledo. And another one, and a little cameo was in Torrellano.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much we went all around around the area.
A nice trip.
That's great for Alicante.
Yeah.
That's great for the Costa Blanca image.
To dynamize it.
We can see that. Well, when does the film begin, really? When did you begin to film the movie?
The film, we started at the end of September last year. So we... Well, the whole thing is when the film starts, the film starts in the moment you write something. And then you start to think, it's like, well, how I'm going to be able to make this. So we choose all those scripts in the 14th of August,
mm-hmm.
and then around the 14th of September, that was the
just 1 month later.
1 month later mm-hmm. was the day that we decided that we were going to start. At the end, we didn't start one month later. So we start at 29th, but so when we have a little bit more of time of pre-production, and then
mm-hmm.
every weekend we've been pretty much shooting one or two short films at the same time.
Mm-hmm. It's been quite quick, no?
Really fast and serious, really. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many people have been working here? You told us about 150 technicians and...
The production department is a little bit short, but technicians, mm-hmm. they've been done.
By the way, one of the actors who work in this film is Pierre, our Pierre Vives,
exactly.
here. Yeah. You didn't say that. So we are willing to see you. In this project,
he plays a very handsome Spanish.
Oh.
Thank you, Rodolfo.
Very handsome 4-inch man,
mm-hmm.
Who he's been lucky with a lady.
Yeah, a really interesting lady. Well, by the way, the great actress Mir Garrido. And Mir is now working in the States in LA, Hollywood, and it was a great pleasure for me to represent Johnny. That's the
Johnny.
Name. Johnny. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I would like to know if the film is going to be dubbed or translated to other language for a possible international tour.
What we are going to do now is, once we finish this, we deliver this part, we need to start the whole production of deliverables. And one of them is actually set up the translations of everything.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do one in with subtitles, and depending of the budget, then we decide or not if we can do the dubbing. Initially,
mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of dubbing.
No?
You prefer the original versions, such as our program.
Exactly. I've been living in England for 8 years, and I.
So yeah, you've been working for the London mm-hmm. Academy Film. You've
no,
been
London Film Academy. Yes.
Okay, so it's something serious, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
congrats.
And then one thing that happens in England is it's not that usual that films that they're not being shot in English, they've
mm-hmm.
been dubbed, and actually it looks very weird.
Mm-hmm.
To do that.
But sorry, but maybe for countries such as Italy or France,
maybe they
prefer to to hear the film in their own original language. So
actually, the 95% of the film is in Spanish, and the other 5% is in English.
So what countries will have the opportunity to see it, or you don't know yet?
It's pretty early to know that. But what our target is to try to get the distribution in South America and in the east of Europe.
Anyway, well, that's quite ambitious anyway.
Well, I mean, that's what the business is.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Well, something we want to tell you. You know the music we've got, the opening thing we have in our program is from Aardvark Asteroid. And Aardvark Asteroid is one of the bands that has been chosen for the soundtrack, the original soundtrack for the film. Can you tell us something about the way the music was chosen for the film?
Well, one thing is that because this is a low-budget film, we have to make from our weakness, try to make them our strength. So we decide to make a contest for the music, for the song, for the film. And in this case, the chosen one was Arcanda, which is a group from Zaragoza. But there were 33 songs that they were submitted.
33 songs, so many bands.
How many songs are in the soundtrack?
I think the last time I made a count, I think there were around 13.
13.
But I don't know. I don't know at this moment because I lose a little bit the account sometimes.
And one of them from the Aardvark Asteroid. So congrats to them.
Congrats to Aardvark Asteroid, and we'll hear them now with the song. This is Broken, and we'll hear them right now.
Thank you.
We're back in our studios again. Rodolfo?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You're here, so great.
Well, Rodolfo, before this interview, I thought this film was for those skeptical who don't believe in love, because love and misfortune is like opposites, but now I'm seeing that that is not.
No? It's a combination.
It's a combination.
It's a combination between people who are very cynical and people who actually believe truly in the power of love.
Ah, wow. That's nice. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'd like to know, we are all looking for recognition, and but first we must work hard for it. And how can we collaborate with the film now? Is it possible to still collaborate with this original formula of the film? Because
at this moment, we started campaigning crowdfunding via Lanzanos.
Can you explain us for our audience what crowdfunding means, please?
Crowdfunding is a basic explanation is when you are funding something, you could ask to one person to give you 100,000 or to 100,000 people to give you £1, for example, or one euro.
Okay.
In this case, crowdfunding is to ask a lot of people to ask you to give you or to lend you a small amount of money, so you are able to deliver your product or your initiative and to make it possible.
It's something that really works in the States, and it's beginning here in Spain too. It's growing more and more here in Spain.
It's probably
recently
working better in Saxon cultures.
Sure.
But because the way the Saxon culture works. I think it's improving that kind of community way of funding in Latin countries. It's improving. I cannot say.
Well, we're just trying to, and and I think a great
in this
thing.
In this moment of difficulties is a great resource.
It's a different way.
It's a different way to get the money.
To help, because
help culture.
That's it. And my colleague Rafael, I want to tell you something about.
We have recently celebrated Saint Valentine's Day, and we are talking about the love. Or is this a film appropriate, suitable for those times, for these times?
I think when I speak to people, I think it's a first date movie.
First date movie.
First date movie.
It's a first date movie.
That's interesting.
Because boys are more cynical and girls are more romantic. Uh-huh. So you have a combination of both ways of seeing things. In this case, you have 16 different ways of actually saying, I did like that story, but I didn't like this other one. Mm-hmm. For example, I'm one of the producers, but one of the stories I don't like at all, and I'm not going to say which one, of course. I really love another two. I think that they were fantastic. And one of them that I didn't like at all, actually, when I watch it, is like I didn't like it because I lived that experience when I was young. Mm-hmm. So it's a kind of, you don't want, some people that are going to feel reflected even if they don't like to watch that film.
Okay, so some stories are really like original.
I thought the same about one story. I won't tell which one, but you can imagine.
Because you know, we don't know anything.
The one called Searching, a story called Searching.
Why do you know so much about it?
Okay, well.
Well, so for a first date, I will think of it.
Okay, and we'd like to know when our audience can watch the film. When? Is there a date?
In this case, what we are going to do is, first we have this first screening, and at that moment what we are going to do is a round of festivals for the next 6-9 months. And after that, then...
So maybe after the summer? maybe
even or maybe it could be even possible that we made another release the next 14th of February, not this mm-hmm. one, the next one
next year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe 1 year.
Maybe
so
1 year.
Yeah, we have
it's the problem of the windows of exposition of films.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we have no more time, Rodolfo. It was such a pleasure.
Okay.
It was a pleasure for us. Really. So
we will remind on our Facebook group
dates
and places where we can see the film.
Yeah, mm-hmm. sure. Yeah. Our Facebook group, English original version, and Love and Other
Misfortunes
will have a big place on our group. That's all from us for today. And please, Rodolfo, remember, we need more cinema in our lives. So
yeah.
Please continue doing it.
I try. We are starting
and more cinema.
Now.
Tell us something. Can you tell us something about this new project?
In this case, instead of going to the 14th of December, we are going to try to go for the 2nd of November.
Uh-huh.
You know which date is that one?
The 2nd of November?
2nd of November.
Or 1st of November.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, it makes me think about Halloween or something. Oops, that sounds interesting.
It's mm-hmm. around Halloween and dead people.
So horror movie, maybe.
Maybe.
More projects. That's good.
Looks so interesting. So
thank you very much. It was
Mesa,
a pleasure.
Coloma, Rodolfo, have an amazing day and wish you the best for Love and Other Misunderstandings in Spain and
misfortunes.
In Spain and around the world. Thank you for your precious time. And
thank you. Bye.
Thank you for hearing. It's a funny way to make it